Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here in my stack, I have former Secretary of Defense William Cohen on Fox and Friends saying, yeah, we need national compulsory service, but not a draft. Well, national compulsory service is a draft. This is how they're spinning, and I want to get into some of that in this hour. We can talk about the hurricane, the American Union, any issue you'd like to discuss. Talk about Pat Buchanan's statements yesterday that Bush will be responsible for next terror attack if borders stay open. He says war is the health of the state, says best-selling author, and that they would, yes, let a terror attack happen. Well, go one step further, Pat Buchanan. They made it happen. They did it. So that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be covering all of it. We're taking calls in this hour, in the next hour. We'll have open phones, too. We got William Woodward, University of New Hampshire professor, Ph.D. from Yale University, psychologist, going public on 9/11, and the neocons are trying to shut him up right now. So that is coming up later as well. Right now, let's go to Christine in Michigan, then we'll go to Bruce and Nick and Mike and Ed and everybody else. Go ahead, Christine.
Hi, Alex. I got two questions for you. One is about the American Union, and what was the name of that treaty that Bush signed, and when did he sign it?
He signed on to the Security and Prosperity Partnership and word-for-word implemented the Council on Foreign Relations plan put out 4 months before, and in it, we're called the North American Union. It merges our ID cards, our police, our military, gets rid of the internal borders between Canada and Mexico, with the U.S. in the middle, and puts a continental security force around the geographic borders, starting down at Guatemala.
Wow. Okay, because I got to look that up so
it turns the major roads into toll roads and uses that as the taxing system for the North American Union.
Oh, and the next question I had is my brother-in-law brought over a documentary film this weekend we watched, and it was all about peak oil. What do you know about that, and is that just pure propaganda?
Yes, it's. Have you heard of the term artificial scarcity?
Yeah.
That's take De Beers with the Oppenheimer family, the world monopoly on diamonds. They control over 90% of world diamond mining production, cutting, and then distribution. Diamonds are actually on a lower scale. You have highly precious, precious, semi-precious, and non-precious. Guess on that sliding scale, and my dad in college part-time was a gemologist, so he's the one that taught me all about it, but it's mainstream news. There have been PBS documentaries about it. Guess on the sliding scale where diamonds are listed.
I have no idea.
On the lower end of semi-precious.
Oh,
not even on the higher end of semi-precious. They lay all over the ground in many areas of central, western, and especially southern Africa. They lay on the ground in Brazil. They lay on the ground in, of course, Australia, in the central areas. They are literally all over the place. And that's why there's two tiers. They have industrial sales of diamonds very cheap to the globalists. And then to us, a man will mortgage his house. He will spend half of a year's salary to buy his woman an $8,000 ring when he could invest that for her and give her $100,000 later. It's the same thing with oil. The Dutch Royal Shell, 10 years ago, we got the documents, BBC, Greg Palast has covered it, but we already knew this, funded the peak oil myth, funded universities to put it out, to claim that we have reached the peak about 2 years ago of discovered oil reserves and that we're now in a decline, hence the increase in prices. The True Oil Company memos from 1995-96, released in lawsuits in 2001, covered by the Associated Press, show they actually bought up 214 North American refineries, shut them down, all the independents, every single independent, to create an artificial bottleneck there. They've also invaded Iraq predominantly over shutting off oil supplies to then jack up prices. They were mad at Saddam in 1990 for overproducing and driving down prices. So they are openly jacking up the prices and then creating the illusion that it's due through the phony environmental groups to peak oil, claiming now we've all got to pay double and maybe even triple. We're already paying double for petrochemicals and all their derivatives, including natural gas. So this is a giant total fraud, creating the illusion of scarcity, similar to IMF World Bank documents released in 2002 about how they take over a country, they shut down the water, and the next week triple the prices. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
Cheer.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I was digging around during the break, having trouble finding it. We posted it last Friday. I haven't really detailed it yet. It was a transcript of Secretary of Defense, former Secretary of Defense William Cohen, on Fox. And he says, I don't know if we're going to need a draft, but we definitely need national service. We need the National Service Act is what they've all been introducing and promoting, and that is a draft of men and women. They just don't call it a draft. It's like they don't call torture torture, they call it pressure. Everything is a spin. You know, they say we're going to secure the border, and it's a total blanket amnesty. Everything is a lie with these people. They're a weird, hidden in plain view spin. So I'm going to get into that. Right now we are continuing with your phone calls. Who's up first here? Bruce in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
It's Bruce in New York calling.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I've been listening to your show for about 3 months now. Unfortunately, we can't get it on the radio here on Revere Radio Network on the computer. But I've liked your show, and I've learned a lot from you, so thank you very much for the work you're doing.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a couple of things. First off, I saw you recently in A Scanner Darkly, and I very much enjoyed that. That was a great film, and it's been very helpful in learning. I guess I have a question. Do you ever feel like day-to-day you're living life in a movie, like a horror film? Like this can't be reality?
Yes, that's exactly what my life's like.
And it feels like that for me. I've been taking notes for the last 3 months, and a couple of questions that come up for me is, it feels a little bit like the movie Red Dawn, but that's interesting in itself. But could it be possible that that there's a plan that or information or things that they know that they're not telling us in regards to DNA changing, global warming, and wanting the environment and the Earth to warm up in itself?
Yeah, there's all sorts of bizarre terraforming going on this planet. There's admitted huge climate manipulations going on, patented sciences. The elite are into all sorts of weird fruitcake stuff. They're into the occult, and they believe openly that 80 to 95% of us need to be eliminated. They write best-selling books and give speeches on it. And they are, I mean, listen, if this isn't a horror movie, we're going to baste most of your meat in live viruses. We're going to give you live viruses that attack your brain so you don't get addicted to drugs that lobotomize you. I mean, that's Washington Post. We're creating American Union. We're going to put transponders in your cars and tax you to drive down the road. We're going to have national conscription, but it's not a draft. We are going to devalue the dollar. We're surveilling everything that you do. We are, I mean, it's just on and on. We're going to use DU all over the planet, including 10 now plus proving grounds. I mentioned 10 proving grounds, and I've been sent Army documents and news reports where they're now using DU at almost every major shooting range in the country that the military uses. I mean, just crazier and crazier and crazier, when their own manuals say it kills the people that come in contact with it and maims them. You know, just we have a government that could have treated the firemen and police, and their own detectors picked up all the asbestos, and they just keep it quiet and don't give them treatment. We have a government where 3,000 children plus are missing in Florida, grabbed by CPS, and no one even debates where they are. That we have a government that takes children and tests pesticides on them and kills them, and it's in the New York Daily News. CPS grabs kids and gives them to pharmacological testing companies, and they kill children, and it's in the news, and no one gets in trouble. We live just, it is, I am living in an absolute, totally insane system, but there's movies, and there's rock concerts, and there's food, and there's McDonald's everywhere, and the women are all dolled up, and the men are all strutting around and sticking their chest out and feeling good. And it's just, I mean, I'm starting to babble here. I don't even, to try to chronicle all the crimes this criminal government admits that they've engaged in, all the lies they've been caught telling us, and that the public isn't running around freaking out in the streets. I mean, things are so weird, we should all be in sackcloth, beating our breast in abject repentance. Everyone should be totally freaked out. I mean, stuff is crazy enough right now to just be running around in the streets screaming. I mean, it's, you know, go to the window, stick your head out, and tell them you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore, times 10. But we've been slowly basted in this until it's gotten so bizarre. I mean, it's admitted that sodium and stannous fluoride are totally deadly and toxic sedatives, official documents. It's admitted it's brain damaging everyone. It's admitted it's everywhere being sprayed now. They're authorizing it to be sprayed on the fruits and vegetables. It's just total insanity, total craziness, radiating most of the meat now, rotten bacteria all over them, spring viruses on it, you know, cancer viruses in the vaccines, mercury in the vaccines, the news saying mercury's nutritious. I mean, it's all just totally nuts. Meanwhile, there's all this beauty around us, the sun, the stars, the clouds, the mountains, the lakes, the fish, the birds, our wonderful children, our wives, our husbands, the love, the goodness, the passion. But you've got all these good people. And then you got the decadent folks out there who are the majority, but we're still just not aware and not seeing what's all around us. We're a totally passive spectator population. Every week I see articles where a cop gets hit by a car and bleeds to death in the street. It's happened here in Austin, or a woman's half beaten to death and raped naked on a Toronto sidewalk and nobody helps her for 3 hours, or people choke to death in restaurants and no one helps them. Everybody just sits there going, dial 911, dial 911. We've been turned into zombies, sir. Go ahead.
Well, there is some glimmer of hope, Alex. It's not all dire, and there's some really good people, including yourself, out there that are making a difference. Last week, I came from Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. The casinos there, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, had an incredible concert. And I don't know if you've heard about their tour, but they've been touring Canada, the United States, and their music is getting the message out. You're getting the message out. You know, more and more people are really coming forward to try to make a difference, and on making a difference. And you know what? There may be a race going on, and maybe, just maybe, we have a chance at because we're waking up, to beat them to the punchline.
Well, I know that you're right, and I appreciate your call, sir. God bless you. They have also, though, bought off the churches, bought off the neocons, And they've got most of the churches telling people, good, things are getting bad. It means Jesus is coming. Let it get worse. Help it get worse. Don't warn anyone. We need to make the end come. This is the doctrine of devils. Regardless of what you believe, we have a responsibility to, as watchmen, to warn the people when the enemy comes in. We have a responsibility to help widows and orphans. We have a responsibility to help people. We have a responsibility to stand up for the weak. We have a responsibility, and there's even no chance of winning, to stand up and fight. But how many times did God give cities a 10-year reprieve, a 100-year reprieve? You know, it didn't all end like Sodom and Gomorrah. Look at Nineveh. And we need to warn people. We need to wake people up. That is our job. And the biggest thing we've got working against us isn't just Fox TV and all its decadence and the media and the culture. It's these churches. And, you know, if you can't find a good church, you need to start one, because that's where a lot of the leadership begins. And we've got too many people in the Patriot movement, the Truth movement, who are trying to be part of a popularity contest. They are trying to dominate, and that's why they don't get listeners, and that's why they don't dominate, because the people see instinctively, those that are in the Truth movement, they see right through it. I mean, we got people attacking Professor Stephen Jones. I think it's shameful. And we got people behind the scenes doing that. We've got people trying to sow dissension in our ranks. And we've got people who can't even discern who the good patriots are. I mean, it's pretty obvious. The bad ones are the ones that constantly are attacking everyone. And of course, they all get rewarded and held up and supported by scum, but not by the general public. So I just say ignore all that. Keep moving forward. It's all in God's plan. And know those that stand against us. Know those that resist what we're doing. Know those that are hurting the weak and the innocent. The universe turns against them. Now, that's God's plan, and it's real, folks. People that do bad things are, number one, miserable. They're unhappy because you're not designed to be this way. You're not designed to be wicked. You're not designed to be in this fallen state. And when you try to get away from it, you know, you're a lot happier. I mean, I'm very happy in my day-to-day life. I'm also very sad because I do see pretty clearly what's going on, and it's up in this system. That's why I work so hard, because I know we can affect change. I have had victory after victory thanks to you helping me and thanks to myself helping you out there. All this broadcast has ever tried to do is be a platform to promote people, a platform to hold up others, a platform to support those that have a good spirit, that are trying to wake up others, that have the right attitude, they're doing a good job. So many times, though, I've been approached by so-called patriots who will bulge their eyes out at me, and they probably don't even know they're doing it, and who will demand things of me, and I will not ever give in to things like that, being, you know, people demanding I do this, demanding I do that, but again, they can't hold us back. They're not going to be able to hold back this movement and what we're doing in this fight against the New World Order. And I want people to know that they can lie to themselves, they can delude themselves, corrupt police, corrupt government officials, people in the system, corporations that feed off this. You know, you're not going to be happy until you start doing right. You're not going to be happy until you start standing up against tyranny. You're not going to really start living until you're ready to die. And I love life more than anybody I know. I live it with gusto. I love it. I enjoy it. I see beauty all around me. I love art. I love music. I love people. I love beauty. I love decency. I love honor. And I hate the fact that I have to focus on the evil. I have to expose it. But to protect the good, I've got to focus on the evil, and I've got to rout it out, and I've got to stand up against it. And I don't ever ask you for your praise. I don't even really ask a lot of you for your support. You know, I don't do like the rest of a lot of people do, sitting there begging for money 24/7 and sitting there squeezing widows and sitting there doing what other people do in the Truth movement, though I know they need funding. I try to have a higher standard. And many times I see that higher standard being attacked, and a lot of people don't like that. They don't like it because they don't like the wrong they're doing being pointed out. Well, it needs to be pointed out. You know, we're up front, folks. I make an $85,000 film and put it out for free on Google Video.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government. Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd, Unplugged on UFOs, and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I will cover the draft in the next segment, and I'd like to take your calls on the subject. But right now, let's talk to Mike in Chicago, then Nick, Ed, and others. So welcome, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good.
It's been a long time since I called in, but I figured I'd give you a buzz. From time to time, I do some research here and there, and I was on the National Security Archives at George Washington University this morning looking for Operation Northwoods. They have pulled it.
Do they have a note why they pulled it?
No, they don't even they referenced it in other documents, but they don't. Remember how it had its own page, and there was just one link for it, and you could click on it and go right there. It's gone. And
it's very suspicious. People should bombard them with emails and say, why don't you repost it? It's an official
document.
That's
why I'm calling you, because I've got the head of the Cuban Missile Crisis Department for the National Security Archive at George Washington University's personal email address that I got from the woman on the phone. The National Security Archive at George Washington University has a phone number.
Well, I guess our minds work alike. What did have you talked to him yet?
No, I have not. I figured I'd call in and let the voice of the masses.
Well, there are thousands of sites. There are thousands of sites that have saved it and put it up, and it's been in ABC News and the Baltimore.
I've got copies of it in PDF myself because I expect things like this, just like you see important news articles disappear within hours of being posted.
It's, well, ABC News, after 3 years, took it off their site but didn't take other news off. And
absolutely.
No, and by the way, it's not a retraction. You know, the best-selling book, James Bamford, Body of Secrets, they... I mean, you know, he's got it. It's admitted it's real. They don't deny it. It's just disappearing here and there so that when people go find it, they go, oh, I saw that on Infowars.com. It ain't real.
That's why I wanted to get the message out and give people the contact information to get a hold of these guys. They're reputable. It's important that they keep it posted so it isn't a, well, you saw it on XYZ site and blah, I don't want to believe it.
Well, you know what happened? In making Terror Storm, CIA.gov had the after-action reports, had all these documents where they admitted they staged terror attacks, and within a week of me announcing I'd found these and talking about them, they just killed most of the links. They didn't take the main stories down, and then now they've been taking it all down, and now I'm getting the emails, well, I went to CIA.gov, and it's not there.
Right.
You see, so they're busy running around pulling all this.
Okay, the contact information that I have for the National Security Archive at George Washington University is as follows. I have a phone number of 202-994-7000. I have an email address for the archive itself as nsarchiv@gwu.edu. And the head of the Cuban Missile Crisis Department at the National Security Archives at George Washington University is Peter, P-E-T-E-R, Kornbluh, K-O-R-N-B-L-U-H, @gmail.com.
I wonder why Peter Kornbluh or one of their people would take that down.
I can't imagine.
Is
probably
it a dead link, or does it go somewhere
else? No, it's gone.
Else?
It's gone. It doesn't even show up. They show other documents that reference it, but they don't actually show the document itself. It's gone.
Well, I don't know about this particular case, but I'm sure you've read, it's been in the mainstream news, that Bush is trying to reclassify millions of documents.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, 2 years ago, they started classifying public documents and now claiming you have classified stuff if it was already public.
The other thing that I wanted to say, and then I'll let you go because I know it gets kind of windy and people don't get a chance to get on. Part of the reason why most Americans aren't getting worked up about the North American Union, and it really left me perplexed when I was in school, is we got mock UN. We didn't get mock US. We didn't follow our own governmental systems. We didn't learn how our own society
model
functions.
UN.
We learned
the
New World Order version.
Yeah, let me just add something to that. All the best schools, public schools and private now, you don't get any U.S. history or mock Constitution, mock Congress.
Nope.
It's model United Nations.
And that's what they're ingraining our kids with. That's why people aren't getting worked up about this. Ask your kids. Everybody who's out there right now that has kids in high school, ask them about mock UN. They'll know exactly what you're talking. They don't get any background on how or why or what methods it took to get to where we are as a nation. We talk about where we're going into the future and not really why.
And America's the past and world government's the future. And then they'll say, well, we need world government. Okay, let's say we do, which I don't agree with. But my point is, if you look at the world government they're building, it's totally tyrannical. So there's no debating it.
Every morning I wake up and a little bit of me dies, and at some point in time I'm going to wake up and realize that the lie that I'm living on my own by saying that everything's going to be fine again tomorrow, once I get to the point that I'm willing to accept that I'm going to be microchipped, my kids will be microchipped, if I don't stand up and say something, if we all don't stand up and say something, that's what we're facing. And everybody has to accept that. They're openly discussing it. It's not a theory. We've got congressmen talking to Supreme Court justices. This isn't theory, folks. This is reality.
This is the Army saying they are going to forcibly put one in our brain. Thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Gentlemen, open the phones for the rest of this hour. Got a great professor exposing 9/11 with great courage, very valiant, who's under massive attack. Coming up in the third hour, and we'll also have open phones then as well. All right, let me get into the draft, and then I will go to Ronnie and Ed and Mark and Marie and everybody else that is patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. A lot of great callers today, but I am going to have to cut everybody a little bit short so we have time to get to everybody. It is a catch-22. Life itself is a catch-22. Before I go back to the news, you know, my new film, Terror Storm, is out. And it's not hype when I say that it's the best and most powerful and most professionally and most hard-hitting film I've ever made. And it's 1995. It's 3 hours long with the extras, a little over 3 hours, 66 minutes of extras from the 9/11 neocon agenda out in L.A. The film itself is 113 minutes long. Covers 7/7, covers the Madrid bombing, covers the latest info on 9/11, the history of government-sponsored terror. This is the film. And if you haven't gotten it, please go to InfoWars.com and order Terror Storm today. That's super high-quality DVD. It's just amazing. I'm really proud of the work that my crew did and the work we put into this. This is a labor of love, blood, sweat, and tears, literally. Please, we've got discounts where you can get it as low as, what, $10 when you get multiple copies. Give them as gifts. Friends and family are more apt to watch a video when it's in a nice color package with a nice, you know, artwork on top of the DVD itself, affixed to it, burned into it. And please get it, and please put it in your DVD burner. Please put it in your computer. Please put it, hook it up to a VHS machine. Please make copies. It's having such a huge effect. We want to really push this film over the edge and ensure that it gets out to the people. We put it up for PrisonPlanet.tv members in, what, three or four different formats. We have it in ultra-high-quality format. I mean, I was looking at them and code this thing, and you really can't even tell it's for the Internet. Now, you got to have, like, a good cable modem or a T1 to watch it in that quality. If you got a bad T1, you can watch it in the medium quality. Or not a bad T1, a bad cable modem. Or if you got dial-up, you can watch. Still, it's pretty good encoding for dial-up users that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. You get all of my documentary films before they're even released. You get my weekly TV reports. You get all the specials. You get the entire 9/11 Neocon Symposium. My book, Paul Watson's book, for 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get 3 months free when you get a yearly subscription. And that makes this broadcast possible. And the webmasters and the expansions we're going through right now, to really at this key juncture to fight the New World Order, we're putting everything back in to really try to bring them to their knees, to give them a run for their money. It's about life and death around here, boys and girls. I'm not going to lie to you. We know the score. We know what we're going up against. We're not under any delusions here. We know what we're doing. It's a mission. And we ask you to join us in this mission. We ask you all to join us in this fight, and don't count on others to do it. Please get the DVD, and please make copies. And people sent me a few emails saying, hey, I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv member. What are you doing uploading Terror Storm to Google for free when we're paying for it? Well, let me just talk to those minority of listeners. Most understand why we do this. And sure, if I end up not making as much money, that's fine. That's not the goal here. Okay, as long as we make enough to fight the New World Order, that's what it's for. This stuff means nothing. Money is actually a burden. Things and possessions are actually a burden. Okay, at a certain point, you need enough to be comfortable and be secure. But after that, it's just a hassle, folks. You see, this is how people used to be in this country when we were great. We've turned into these people that just want more and more baubles and trinkets and symbols and jewelry and all the rest of it. You get the best quality. You won't get anywhere else by being a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You get my books, everything. It's just all there. You get things that aren't uploaded on Google. But we do take a lot of stuff now and ourselves upload it, which takes hours and hours, by the way, of money. I'm paying my employees and all the rest of it. Because I always promised you, hey, we can't give stuff out for free because we don't have the bandwidth. We can't afford the bandwidth. I mean, I've had months, years ago, where I would give out a bunch of videos free, and I was getting $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 bills, even bigger some months. And that's with big bulk discount bandwidth. Okay? And I just, I always told you if there was a way to give it out free, we would. Well, you can with Google Video now, boys and girls, so we did it. We did it. And so it's important to still be members of PrisonPlanet.tv because then you get even higher quality bandwidth and you get stuff that isn't on Google Video and you support us. That's what it's all about. People say, well, if I can get some of this stuff on Google Video, why should I? That's not even the point. We're in a fight about survival here. But listeners, before we were even able to upload it, went and grabbed a bad copy of it. And I appreciate them doing it, but still it's kind of a problem. And uploaded an earlier version in low bandwidth up there on Google Video, and it's the one now that millions of people are watching, and it's up at the top, and then there's several copies that others uploaded, and then there's a copy we uploaded. I think ours is called Deluxe High Bandwidth High Quality, another one's called High Quality. You type Terror Storm into Google, and you find those links. But we've made it easy on JonesReport.com right now. We're going to put it on InfoWars.com. I know it's on Wrench.com. We have the super high quality version up there for free, the version that's the best for you, so you don't have to look around for it. Please get it. Email it out to everybody you know. Give it to everybody you know. And ensure that it gets out to the people. I mean, I'm putting my whole life on the line to do this. And, I mean, we're doing this for a reason, and we're doing this to win. So go on message boards, ABC News, CNN, the comedy, you know, Central's report, you know, all those different huge message boards, MySpace, everywhere. Help us get TerrorStorm out to everyone. We've made it. We've put it out for free. If you want the high-quality DVD, buy it from us. But frankly, I don't even care at this point. Just, it's all about getting it out to people. And obviously, even with the best video on the web, it's light years better when you get a DVD and then you can burn copies from that. So please call toll free to get the DVD, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And also, all of you listening to our AM and FM affiliates, do you realize how precious that is? What Army officer, what government official, what engineer, what scientist, what insider is going to be listening to us in Kansas City or Knoxville, Tennessee area, or here in Austin, Texas, though that, at least weekdays, you might not be hearing soon. Every person that we're able to reach, how important that is. I mean, you can stop at a red light and tell people, hey, tune in to the upstate New York stations, or tune into the Southern California stations, or tune in to us up in Illinois or Ohio. Tune in and put bumper stickers on your car and go on the local message boards and write letters to the editor. And if you've got a local business, sponsor the show. Support those stations. Support the people that are heroes and have courage. I mean, stations that carry this show should be inundated with support. Okay, don't just support us here. And support the Genesis Network that I'm really proud of. It's got, you know, a lot of great Patriot broadcasts. They put on some other broadcasts the last few years. They're trying to move away from those, you know, liberal or neocon type shows, a few they added under a previous program director. And we're trying to get all the best Patriot programs back on. They're going to launch a whole other third tier of the network. And there isn't A, B, or C. You know, it's not like third string. It's a third network that is going to, so we can add all the Patriot programming in. And so also support the GCN radio network. Okay, I'm done with that. I just wanted to thank our affiliates, our sponsors, Calbin Pure Soap, British Berkey, Midas Resources, American Berkey, all of it. Let me get into the draft, and then we'll go to your calls. Here's a story out of NewsHounds, and Republican guest suggests implementing universal service to put us on a war footing. William Cohen, Secretary of Defense under Clinton, said, "I'm not sure there'll be a draft." Listen to this doublespeak. This is real twisting. "I'm not sure there'll be a draft. I think there should be a commitment to universal service. I think that only a few people are really committed to this war against terrorism and called. I think the American people have to understand that we're all in this together. We ought to have a real call to national service to commit ourselves to some form of public service." Now, see, that's how they're broaching. And if you read the two different bills that have been introduced in every session of Congress for the last, I keep saying 3 years, it's really 3.5 years now, they've been introducing this since the Iraq War started. Democrat and Republican versions. We've had Republican and Democratic congressmen on here. Rangel was one. Who was that Republican I had on? I forget his name now. Some lesser known. It'll pop in my head in a minute. And they go, well, it's not a draft. It's universal service. It's the Universal Service Act. It's one of the bills. And it says that about 40% of you will serve domestically. And it says in warrant service. You go, wait a minute, that isn't in the bill. It says programs like Secure Corps and AmeriCorps. And you go read what Secure Corps set up. It's been in the Philadelphia Daily News, been in the Associated Press. where they're already training high schoolers that have volunteered for this in warrant service and fugitive apprehension and checkpoint assistance, DWI. We're talking Nazis on the street. We're talking Soviet Union. I mean, this is a draft so bad it's never before been seen in the U.S. This is domestic tattletale squads, 40%. So if you're a little minion or a congressman's son or daughter, you're going to get to be a little brown shirt. They'll probably even wear armbands. I mean, they're following every other fascist system or communist system. And for 50-plus percent of us, it means foreign deployment. And that's been in the Houston Chronicle as well. The Pentagon has said, yeah, we may have a draft for skilled scientists, engineers, embalmers, morticians. So many different groups, so many people, and construction workers, just you name it. Electricians, plumbers, carpenters. And they are racing ahead with this, and Clinton in 99 funded a congressional study, ordered a study that said we need a draft. The Pentagon 2 years ago set up the draft boards again. People have interviewed the draft board members. We have. They've got them set up and ready. They've got the draft board appeal boards, which they're setting up even more of already. That hadn't happened since the end of Vietnam, by the way, mid-1970s. So it's here. And there's a lot of denial going on. And by the way, there's in the different legislation, it's 18 to 42, 18 to 44, and 18 to 49. And there's already a draft, several drafts. They've already been calling back people 65 years old. In one case in Tennessee, what the 65-year-old had cancer, but they ordered him to be called up. People who already served didn't read in the fine print. They could be called back anytime. And then the courts have ruled that even in cases where it isn't in the contract, because the contract's changed, that they're ordering people back up, Marines and Army, for their fourth tours. Families complain, and then the soldiers complain, and then they're called traitors by neocons. Even in the Vietnam World War II, you had to serve one tour. It destroys men to do this. Now it's going to be women as well. So that's what's happening there. Let's go ahead now and go to your calls. So after the next big terror attack, look for that too. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronnie in St. Louis, Missouri. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? This is Lonnie.
Uh-oh. Okay, Lonnie, not Ronnie. Go ahead.
Right, that's all right. It's a pleasure to talk to you after all these years I've been listening to you.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. The reason why I'm calling is that, see, where I live in St. Louis, I live about a mile from the airport. And I'm really worried that, because I live in a major city, that, one, the attack might happen here. I know I shouldn't worry about that, but I do. But I live in a major city, and I'm by an airport. And, two, the North American Union that they have going on, these toll roads that they're trying to build up here in Missouri, they're trying to do it through Illinois and St. Louis, and they're fighting with it, and it's coming to fruition, what you're talking about.
Those are all North American Union taxing mechanisms. As I told you 5 years ago, it is now in the official agreements.
Yeah.
See, people separate the transponder toll roads on existing roads with the North American Union, with the Texas Corridor, with the Trans-NAFTA Highway, with the guest worker program, total amnesty. They think it's all separate. It is the American Union. It's here.
Yeah, it is. And I've been reading some documents online about how they want to try to get it started by 2010 or something like
that. Well, yeah, that's the official CFR. And look, that's all smoke and mirrors. Look, first they say it doesn't exist. Then once they have to announce it, they say, but it's in 4 or 5 years. Let me explain something. Even Jerome Corsi can't get this, okay? They are building the NAFTA I-35 superhighway for 2 years east of Austin. That's what it is. The interchanges for it, the major Central Texas hub. All of these highway projects, and it's in the documents to fund highways in Mexico, the leg, with our tax money. And that's why 97% of people in Texas are against it, only knowing about a little bit of it. And the government just says it's a done deal. And then Rick Perry says you can't even see the TxDOT documents and agreements with the Spanish company Centra. The legislature was told it's, quote, classified. Highways are now classified from our elected representatives.
Yeah, no, it's amazing to me because, and I also read, it's just everything that you talk about, you have factual documentation to back up, and it comes to fruition, and people are not paying attention
And let me tell you what's going to come to fruition. You're going to wake up when they nerve gas you, release biological weapons, they're going to kill most of us. And they're going to, CPS is going to get worse and worse, grabbing your children. And they're going to make you take more and more vaccines, and it's just going to get worse and worse.
Yeah, I know. Every time, because I live so close to the airport here in St. Louis, every time they have one of those fake terror alerts, you ought to see the security they put out there for nothing. They waste money and everything else. And it's
but that creates the illusion of a real threat. It trains people to go under federal control, and it creates fear. I'm about to break, but go ahead and finish up.
No, do you really honestly think in the next couple months, because if so, I need to get some food and water set up, not that it would do any good. Do you really honestly think there's going to be a major terror attack?
Do you think I would get on air and say that if I didn't believe it?
No, sir, I just it worries me. Because
how long have you been listening? Let me ask you a question.
I've been listening now for about 5 years. I got woke up, and I bought a shortwave radio and came on to you, and I've been woken up. And
okay, were you listening before or after 9/11?
Right around that time.
How many predictions, I mean, where I say I think it's going to happen, have you heard?
About 99.9%.
Yeah, but, I mean, those are just probable announcements. I mean, I've only made one prediction before, and exactly what I said happened. Okay? So I just want you to know, sir, that, yes, I wouldn't say that unless I thought it was going to happen. I appreciate your call.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Right now, but we need other callers in the next hour. But let me just make this clear. When I made the prediction of 9/11 and said the globals would probably attack the World Trade Centers and blame it on their asset Bin Laden, and I said in the next few months, it was hundreds of different indicators that brought me to that point. And I was saying we could stop it then. So people miss the other part of the equation. If we get the word out now about government-sponsored terror and how it's a prime time for the globalists to carry out an attack, and the government is running around saying we're about to be hit for sure, and we know that it's criminal elements of the government staging attacks, then we could back them off. You know, I can't figure out if this was a staged retreat with Hezbollah, and now they can have the headlines that Hezbollah won, and then there's another terror attack, and now we're going back in to win. I don't know if that's the case, or I don't know if Israel and the U.S. really were backed off. You know, there's big pressure against them going into Iran, but they're making all the preparations. We've just got to make our best attempt to stop this, so we could stop them from carrying out the attack. I'm just saying I see all the same indicators again. I can't hone it down to where they'll attack or who they'll exactly blame it on, though it'll probably be Iran. I can't give you as specific as I did five plus years ago. But we're here at the crossroads. We're here at the crossroads right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in New York. Thanks for holding, Nick.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I want to thank you personally for your hard work and research, because not only did you help me wake up to the truth of the New World Order and the 9/11 inside job, but I have used your videos and websites to help my friends realize what's going on in the world. And I'm proud to say that I converted a lot of them into full believers, and they no longer fall for the propaganda machine that the media spits out at us.
Well, I want to thank you for what you're doing, sir.
Yeah, in fact, whenever I go out, me and two of my friends, we make it a habit of speaking to people about 9/11. We strike up just random conversations with people on the streets of New York, and a lot of cab drivers as well, and a lot of people agree that there is something wrong.
Which is what human beings are supposed to do. We're meant to be talking to each other.
Exactly, and I just wanted to thank you for not only the information you provide, but the courage you show and give to others to go do the right thing and get involved and get educated. The reason I'm calling you today is that I wanted to ask you, I live in New York. I live on Wall Street, actually, and I'm going to be attending the 9/11 Truth Weekend that's coming up. What I want to know is, when are you presenting, speaking? What is the plan that you have?
Well, these things always go late, but I'm scheduled to be speaking Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and you can go to loosechange911.com. They've got the full itinerary posted. I think we've got it posted, too, but I'm going to have Ryan post that in the main page right now.
Yeah, because I haven't been able to find it.
We're gonna get that up for you there where it's easier to find it. I just gave you a place where you can find it all. And then I had the New York 9/11 Truth people on yesterday. I forget their website. We had a link to it yesterday, and that's got the itinerary.
Okay, great. And my final question is this. Do you think that the aftermath of the next terror strike will be the final move into full open martial law?
Definitely, if we don't expose them, it'll be that move. If we expose them, it'll be another baby step or more baby steps towards just trying to manage things.
But what do you expect is going to be like the consequences for the 9/11 truth movement, for activism, for free speech? You know, what's going to happen?
Arrest or gun people like myself down on the streets, if you all go into hiding and become cowardly, they're going to win. If you go out on the streets publicly, berserk with flyers and information and calling in everywhere and going crazy and saying you can't get us all, then they will fold and they would have overreached and it'll destroy them. But if we cower in fear and all their operatives will come out at once and, you know, they'll claim that it was a drug deal or something and I deserved it and, you know, or other truth leaders, you know, they'll probably whack a few of us to scare everybody right off the bat. All their disinfo people will reveal themselves at that point. If we use that to go against them, we're going to win. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.